It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend's show, we're pleased to be joined in the studio by the Sheriff of Calaveras County, Rick DiBasilio. We're going to hear about crime trends and get an update on happenings within the Sheriff's Department in Calaveras County. Sheriff DiBasilio, great to see you again.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you, BJ. I enjoy it.
You know, first thing I want to ask you about is it is kind of budget time for counties across California. The new fiscal year starts July 1st. So what can you tell us about how your department looks in light of the new budget that's planned for Calaveras?
Well, we actually have a new CEO that came up out of Bakersfield, and she's been doing a fantastic job. They cut my budget quite a bit, but it was not funding that we were relying on. It was basically open positions. So they were able to put that money into our into the general fund budget to bring our deficit down, which is great. But overall, they treated me very well, let's put it that way.
You know, I know on past shows you talked about the challenges of recruiting deputies. Are you still having a hard time with that right now?
Actually, we're not doing too bad on recruiting. I actually have nine on the training program right now. We picked up a lateral from probation who came over to the dark side. And I've got six in the police academy right now. The problem that, you know, Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne find is that we're the training ground. People come to us, they'll get their year or two in, and then they'll go chase the money where they can make more money. And that's still a trend. Our attrition rate is probably about 20%. So we're losing 5 to 6 people, 7, sometimes up to 10 every year. It's just an ongoing revolving door is what it is. And I can't blame these kids. You know, they want to make more money, and so they're going to chase the money. But to your question, we're not having a hard time recruiting or having a hard time retaining people.
Mm. What would you say is kind of the pitch to get them to a place like Calaveras County?
To get them to or to get them to stay?
Or both, yeah.
Well, getting them to the county is not super difficult because we're, as a lot of people are now, they're paying for these kids to go through the police academy. You know, that's a pretty good chunk of change that they don't have to come out of their pocket with. Trying to retain them is all about pay. And unfortunately, the sheriffs, none of us sheriffs, have the ability to raise the pay of our employees. That's all done through bargaining through the unions and through the Board of Supervisors. They're the ones that give them the raises. If it was up to me, I'd be paying my guys $50 an hour. And first off, I would not have a shortage of deputies, and I wouldn't have anybody leaving because they'd be making as much as they are down in the valleys. The retention part is hard. The benefit that we have in our county, as Tuolumne and Amador have, is that you get to live and work where you want to play. We have a beautiful community on both sides here. And I think that is a big attractant to a lot of people. The problem is they get to a point to where they want to have families, they want to buy stuff, and now they need more money. That's when they start chasing the dollar, and that's when they leave.
You know, shifting over to crime trends, what are you noticing right now when it comes to overall figures and just kind of observations when it comes to crime in the county?
Our crime trends are like a roller coaster. We arrest a guy because we're having issues with burglaries and whatnot. We find out who it is. We put him in custody. And with the zero bail, they get out. Or even if they get prosecuted and they're in custody, the crime goes away for a short period of time. And it seems like the minute they get out, it starts all over again. But we're still very low on the totem pole as far as crime statistics in the state of California. So our county does very well in keeping our crime statistics low. And a lot of that is because of our community involvement, our neighborhood watch programs, our volunteers that are out there. There's so much going on with the community as a whole that they're watching out for each other. And that's key, that the community watches out for each other.
Being a wide area, Calaveras County, do you encourage people to start up those neighborhood watch programs?
Absolutely. When we have town halls, we promote the neighborhood watch programs extensively. Yes.
When you said zero bail earlier, can you elaborate on what that means?
The legislator and our fine governor decided here a while back that not everybody could afford to bail out. So what they've done is they've made it a zero bail, meaning that if you commit a crime that is nonviolent, that you basically get released out the back door of the jail with a citation to appear in court. And that has caused a lot of problems within the communities, because instead of these people staying in jail until they get convicted, they're released and they're out committing more crimes while they're, those future or prior cases are being going through the process. It's caused a lot of problems. It really has. If you're violent, then is no problem. The judge will say, yes, you're going to stay in jail and your bail amount is whatever it is. But most of these people are there. If they steal something, if they steal your car, that's nonviolent towards you. So we arrest them, they get put into jail, they get booked, and then they're back out the back door basically before my deputies can get the reports written.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of those crimes, like you mentioned, stealing a car, you know, happening in the community. Have you noticed that the jail population has been really going down in Calaveras because of that?
Well, yeah, the population has gone down. Basically, the only people we're keeping in jail now is people that have been convicted. We're not keeping those people that have committed a crime while they're waiting to go to trial. That those people are getting let out. So the population's a lot lower than what it used to be, yes.
Are you noticing much difference when it comes to crime and, you know, looking at different communities across Calaveras County? Do you have different areas that have different types of crimes, or is it kind of a mix everywhere?
I don't know. It's a mix everywhere. I mean, you get up on the Highway 4 corridor and there's just more money on the Highway 4 corridor than there is on the Highway 26 corridor. So you'll see. Well, and the other issue with the Highway 4 corridor is that's a recreational area because of Mount Reba, the fishing and hunting and stuff like that. So there's more people over there, number one, and so you see more problems over there than what you would over in the West Point, Wilsonville, or even Mountain Ranch area. You don't have the vacationers that come up into those other areas.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Sheriff Rick DeBasilio of Calaveras County on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. I have our second segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, getting an update on crime statistics and trends in Calaveras County, joined in the studio by the Sheriff of Calaveras County, Rick DeBasilio. Sheriff DeBasilio, next topic I want to get into a little bit is marijuana. That's something that's been at the forefront over the times in Calaveras County. What's kind of the status when it comes to marijuana issues right now?
It's still there. We still have illegal grows. As you well know, we have a fairly robust legal program now. I think we're running right around the 80 number of legal grows is about 80. I have some statistics that I brought with me. I'll go back to say 21 and 22. We served 73 search warrants in 21, 41 search warrants in 22, and to date we're at about 7. We have noticed the trend going down. Let me jump back a little bit. If you go to 2018, we were at 52, 19, 72, 20, 74. You see that trend climbing up. Well, when the marijuana team really started getting involved in this, now the trend is coming back down. So the word, I think, out on the street is don't come to Calaveras because the sheriff's going to take your illegal marijuana. So the lower numbers is a good thing. That means that my guys are doing their job and the people are kind of getting the clue to not come in. We've had BHO labs. We peaked at 6 in 2019 And last year we had two, and this year we have had none so far. We've eradicated a high in 2019 of 85,000 plants. And our second high was in 2021 at 68,000 plants. Last year we did 43,000 plants, and now we're at about 6,000 plants. We've had a peak again in 19 of 64 arrests, 20 was 42 arrests, 21, 71 arrests, and then 22 we were down at 28 arrests, and this year we've only had two arrests. We collected a high of firearms in 2020 of 79 firearms, and then last year we collected still 56 firearms, which tends to show that these people are there, they're going to protect their property, and they're using firearms to do it with. So we're overall, we're doing good, we're doing better. I know when they started the program, when it reintroduced in 2018, I told the board back then that it was going to take some time to get this under control, and I think we're really starting to get a handle on it. And again, it goes to the fact that my marijuana team is doing such an excellent job in keeping these people at bay.
You know, these marijuana grows, are they primarily outdoor grows that you're finding, or are there some like indoor houses? What do you notice?
Both. I did not bring those statistics, but we have a lot of outdoor grows, and we're finding a lot of indoor grows. They're going into these homes that are worth $600,000-$700,000. They're gutting these homes, and they're doing indoor grows because they can do like four cycles of grow inside of one of those homes a year, which is going to net them anywhere between $2 and $3 million a year. And if you pay $600,000 for a house, they probably have 10 of these houses going on. They're not losing a lot of money if, you know, we end up taking a house or whatnot. But they're doing both. We're finding the trend is more shifting to indoors because those indoor grows are a lot harder to find than the outdoor grows. The outdoor grows are, I mean, we fly over them and you see them. They're pretty obvious.
You know, these homes that they're doing it and they're gutting and so forth, I mean, are those houses, a lot of them almost destroyed by the time they get done with them?
Yeah, because the black mold, because of the moisture and whatnot that they're have to grow these plants, it is causing a lot of problems. I don't know, I haven't followed up on the backside on what, you know, the real estate agents or the property owners are doing with the home. We're trying to put a program into place to where we can start going after the property owners a lot harder to seize those homes because we're finding repetition there. We'll go in and take their grow, and then we'll go back 6 months later and we catch the same people growing in the same house again. The people that were arresting out of those homes, they're just worker bees. They have no connection to the house other than they're there to, you know, grow the marijuana. So we're trying to put something into place to where we can actually go after the property owners.
I don't know a lot about the logistics of growing marijuana, but you say like indoor grows, they can grow almost year-round, and outdoor is just kind of a certain seasonal time?
Yeah, outdoor, if you remember the old adage, 420, April 20th was plant day, and then they harvest usually in September, October. So okay, they'll get maybe two cycles of grow. Well, indoor, they can grow year-round. They'll get typically four cycles. They'll double their money, indoor grows.
You know, switching over to storm impacts, I know it was a busy winter for Calaveras County when it came to flooding and heavy snowfall. Was your sheriff's office deputies, I imagine, pretty busy?
We were very busy with the amount of snow. People coming up out of the valley, they want to, you know, go play in the snow, and they don't come prepared. They don't have enough food. They don't have enough water. They don't have enough gas for their generators. So we were doing a lot of chasing around in that aspect. And with the rain on top of the snow, we had a lot of problems in the sense that the roads were getting flooded. We actually had one hillside that came down into a couple of homes up in West Point. We actually thought a couple of houses were going to end up sliding down into the North Fork of the McComee River.
You know, I also want to ask you a little bit. I saw recently your department put out a note about a deputy that was recognized in the community. Have you received some recent recognition and specifically one of your deputies?
Yeah, Austin Keithley is one of our highly motivated deputies. the Rotary, the Angels Murphy's Rotary Club every year does a first responders recognition luncheon. And we had one of our deputies, I know there was a CHP officer, a sergeant over there out of the San Andreas office, and multiple firefighters that were recognized by the Murphy's Rotary.
That's great.
Yeah.
I know during the Calaveras County Fair, we did a kind of a feature story about your volunteers and how busy they were at the fair. How is your volunteer unit doing these days?
They're actually doing very well. I think we're up to about 32 volunteers now. I told them I'm going to keep adding zeros to the end of their pay. but I cannot say enough about our volunteers. They do so much for their community and for the sheriff's office. These people put in thousands and thousands of hours. They put in thousands of miles on their own personal vehicles to help patrol the areas and do stuff for the sheriff's office. They are an invaluable tool. We would not be able to get a lot of stuff done if it wasn't for them.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
Always. Always looking for volunteers. Our Captain Betty Miner, they can get a hold of the sheriff's office at 754-6500. Ask for Betty Miner, and she can get them hooked up to become a volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers. They wear a uniform. They drive around in patrol cars. They do vacation home checks. And just their extra eyes out there, and they work all of our events. They work the Irish Days, Grape Stomp, the fair that you spoke about, all the car shows that we do, Veterans Days. They're very, very busy people.
Those vacation home checks, I imagine people who have second homes up here really appreciate that service.
Yeah, it is. They can go online, fill out a piece of paper, send it in. They don't even have to come in. They can do it all online now through the sheriff's office webpage and request a vacation home check. And our volunteers will go by. They'll actually get out of their cars, walk around, and check everything. It's a great program.
Need to take one more break. Talking with Sheriff Rick DeBasilio on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our final segment will be coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking to Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DeBasilio on this weekend show. Sheriff Rick DeBasilio talked a lot about crime trends and things like marijuana. One thing we haven't gotten into a lot about yet is fire season. We are talking here at the end of June. Temperatures are warming up. Things are drying out. You know, what kind of advice do you have for people looking ahead to the more peak summer months?
Well, people definitely need to be prepared for fire season. It's not if, it's when. We know that it happens every year up here. Make sure you have your defensible space around your homes. Make sure you have your go bags ready to go. In Calaveras, we actually have little tags that are about 3 inches wide by about, I don't know, a foot long that say evacuated. You can get those from our volunteers that we talked about a minute ago. You can get them from the sheriff's office so that if for some reason you do get evacuated, as you go out the end of your driveway, you can put that tag on your mailbox, on a tree or a post or whatever, so that when our deputies come by to do evacuations, we know you're already gone. And that helps us move quickly to get people evacuated. I know there's a big concern about looting, but people need to understand that those areas that are being evacuated are so saturated with cops, not only our cops, but cops from surrounding areas. So your property is safe. We want you to be safe, so you need to get out of there and use these evacuation tags.
Yeah, I imagine that could save a life, too, if you can get your deputies out to different areas quicker.
Absolutely. If we know we don't have to go to your house, now we can go hit your neighbor, so we can move a lot quicker. Absolutely.
Has the sheriff's office been looking at kind of evacuation planning and issues as well?
Yeah, we actually have a new mapping program that you can actually go onto our website, and there's the scan codes that you hit with your phone, and it'll bring up a map of your area. And we've taken the county and broke it up into certain zones. So if we do an evacuation, we'll say, okay, if you're in zone whatever, 11, you know you need to leave. It's going to make it a lot more efficient to get people out of the areas, and people will not have to wonder whether their area is being evacuated or not.
So something on the county's website you can go find?
Yeah, it's on OES's website also, Calaveras County's OES and our Sheriff's Office website, yes.
Now, have there been some community meetings you've been hosting or helping out with ahead of the fire season?
Yeah, we've actually had three of them. We had one up in West Point, we've had one in Arnold, and we had one down in Murphy's. Just getting people aware of escape routes. The Highway 4 corridor is kind of a one way in, one way out. But if you don't know, there are other ways out. Just because if there, let's say there's a fire in Avery and you're in Arnold. Well, if you can't get down the highway, you can always go up and over the pass to get out. There's dirt roads that'll take you and bring you over here into Sonora. So you need to know your evacuation routes.
You know, fire is always a big thing this time of year. Also, this time of year, especially this season, fall and the winter, the waterways. What can you tell us about kind of your observations so far?
The rivers are fast and the rivers are cold right now. We had a rescue just last weekend down at Candy Rock there in Avery. We had five people that crossed the river early in the morning when the water levels are low. And as the temperatures warm up, the snow melts, and now the rivers rise, and we had to actually have a helicopter come in and helicopter them across to get them back to safety. We've had a drowning
New Maloney's?
In Maloney's, thank you. I'm drawing a blank. And then I know our guys helped people down here in Tuolumne County and Don Pedro. People just don't understand that you may be a good swimmer, but the waters are cold. It'll take your breath away. If you get too far away from the boat or whatever your flotation device is, it could cause some problems. So be prepared. And if you're going to be in the water, please wear a life jacket. It's cool not to wear a life jacket, but it's a whole lot uncooler to be dead.
Are you still having issues over at natural bridges with people parking along the roadways and so forth?
No, we actually, after our COVID experience, we've got that pretty well marked off. There's only certain areas people can park, so that's not been a problem as of late, so thankfully.
You know, switching over, I want to ask you a little bit about fentanyl as well. We've been hearing about, you know, at the national level, concerns about fentanyl. Is also some at the local level. Are you seeing fentanyl in Calaveras County?
We are definitely seeing fentanyl in Calaveras County. I actually had one of my correctional officers go down. A young lady was in our facility and had it hidden in some uneventful place and took it out while she was in her cell, went down. Our officers went in to assist her, and they got exposed, and one of our officers went down. Mm-hmm. Narcan is a fantastic tool that is available to everybody. Our public health department, I believe, is now starting to hand out Narcan to the public. We have Narcan in our jail. All our deputies carry Narcan. And we're actually going to start training our inmates on how to use Narcan in case one of their cellmates goes down that they can administer. It's very easy to do. If it's not a drug overdose, an opioid overdose, the Narcan doesn't hurt them. So it's a fantastic tool. But unfortunately, to answer your question bluntly, yes, we are seeing fentanyl coming into the counties now.
Yeah, good to be proactive. It sounds like it's not going away anytime soon, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it's not, no.
How about the issue of schools? We've heard a lot about, you know, national school shootings and concerns in regards to that. Are you still working closely with local schools to help prepare for any things that could come up?
Absolutely. We work very closely with our schools and our fire departments to do active shooter training. We have protocols in place. Our county, and I can only speak for our county, can rest assured that if we hand an active shooter in our schools, our deputies and our firefighters will be on scene ASAP and take care of the threat. I'm very confident in our staff to take care of that, but we are actively training with them.
You know, Calaveras County got its new jail shortly before Tuolumne County had its new facility. How is the jail facility working out for you?
It's a beautiful facility. It's working out well. It's unfortunate that with the no bail that we can't keep enough people in it, but we're doing well with it. It's nice to be in a non-asbestos infested facility. Very, very nice.
Yeah, I know for a while you were taking some Tuolumne County inmates. Has that slowed down a little bit?
Yeah, we're not doing that so much. I actually started a program. It's called a JBTC's Jail-Based Competency Treatment Program. And what it does is it brings people from anywhere in the state that are incompetent to stand trial. There's multiple jails out there that are doing it, and it's because of the lack of state mental health facilities. So they've state has contracted with Calaveras County, and they come to our jail. We get them competent to stand trial, and then they go back to the community that they came from to stand trial. And that brings in a lot of money to the county. So that's having that bigger jail and the nicer jail has actually made it very nice to be able to do that program.
We've got a few minutes left on this weekend's Motherload Views. Anything we haven't discussed yet or that's keeping you busy these days?
No, not really. I think our biggest concern is getting jailers hired. So if somebody's out there looking for a job, go to the Calaveras County Sheriff's website or the county's website and go to HR and look under employment. We have a lot of jobs available. I have continuous hiring for correctional officers. I have continuous hiring for deputies. And I have continuous hiring for my dispatchers. It's a great career. Again, like we talked about earlier in the program, you get to live where you play. We have hiring incentives. We have a $10,000 sign-on bonus. We have, if you live outside of 50-mile an air radius from the sheriff's office, we'll give you a, I think it's $2,000 to move into the county. So we're doing what we can to try and keep people, to get people to come to the community, to work and live in the community. Come on in. We're looking for more people. We're always hiring.
Very good. Have you seen much violent crime lately in Calaveras County?
No, we haven't. We actually, again, I think that falls back to the community in the sense that if they see something, they say something. Our violent crime rates are way, way down, which is a good thing, knock on wood. And I hope they continue to stay that way. And again, I have to give the community credit for that because they're paying attention to what's going on out there.
Yeah, and as mentioned earlier, as we are getting to the peak of the fire season just around the corner. So if the evacuation warning comes, best thing to do is just get out of there?
Yeah, if there's a warning, don't wait till there's a mandatory evacuation. Get your family, get your animals, get your paperwork, get out. It's easier to leave in not a hurry than it is to have an evacuation order come out where you are mandated to leave and now you're scrambling. If there's a warning that comes out, please heed the warnings and get out of Dodge, as they say, as quickly as you can. It's easier to come back in after the fact if nothing ends up happening, as opposed to trying to scramble when you have fire all the way around you. Yeah.
Sheriff's office have a pretty good working relationship with the other agencies like Cal Fire and the others who are going to be assisting.
Yeah, I actually have two of my staff that are embedded with Cal Fire so that there's no lag time. So if there's a fire and we're at the command center, my deputy is standing right there. So if the fire chief says, hey, we need to evacuate this area, we have immediate response to our dispatch to say, hey, this area needs to be evacuated. It's instantaneous, and we've been doing that now for the past probably 3 years, and it has been tenfold to keep people safe.
Sheriff DiBasilio, we thank you for coming in and keeping us up to speed and everything happening with the sheriff's office.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
We thank Sheriff Rick DiBasilio, the sheriff of Calaveras County, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.